All right, thanks for tuning in to KOVE 1330 AM, 107.7 FM, Community Connected. As we teased before the break, we're in studio today with Lander Physical Therapist Assistant Shay Boyle. Shay's here to discuss a few things, the Teton Therapy OT5K, or the TTOT5K. I just have so much fun saying that. And she's also going to discuss some tips on how and when if you should exercise if you're feeling under the weather. But before we get to that, Ms. Shay, how are you doing this morning?
I'm doing great. Thanks for asking.
I appreciate you coming in today. Beautiful weather here in Lander, Wyoming. Hopefully people are getting trained up for the TTOT5K. What can you tell us about this 5K event you guys are putting on?
Absolutely beautiful out. So our plan right now is it is scheduled for April 23rd at 10 a.m. That's a Saturday. It'll be in Riverton. The starting point will be at the Riverton Clinic.
Okay.
The map is being organized right now, but I just went over it with one of the other PTAs in Riverton, and I think it looks very organized, super easy. You can walk, you can run, you can do whatever you feel comfortable with, but getting out there and participating. This will be Teton Therapy's very first 5K race.
This is the first one.
So yes.
And with plans to do it in the future, correct?
Yes, we're hoping to continue and make it an annual thing, and with the goal of alternating years. So next year, ideally, it will be here in Lander.
Oh, cool.
A portion of the fees will be donated to community entry services. So we're trying to support our community.
That's awesome. So and do people, what's the registration timeline like for that?
So the registration is on Eventbrite. You can go to our Facebook page, or you can go to our website. Our website is www.tetonpc.com, and you can find information there. I think it's like a $20-$25 fee. But like I said, a portion of that will go to community entry services. We're going to have four different categories that the top finishers will get prizes for. It'll be men's, women's, a youth, and a seniors award. And then our prizes are being donated by other community partners.
Awesome.
So, yeah.
Is there a couch potato award? Because I was told that Teresa is doing the couch 2 5K training program.
Yeah.
I think that's more my speed.
And that's a big part. You know, when I first got into running, it was, well, I have to run. It's a race. But the honest truth is you do what you can do.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the fun part. Is you're out there, everyone's being positive, motivating, cheering one another on, and it doesn't matter who's where.
Right.
So it's pretty fun. And in this 5K, we're allowing you can run, walk. I have a note on here that says you can roll. So,
oh, okay.
use your imagination.
That's how we roll.
You're more than welcome. Exactly. You're more than welcome to bring a stroller, and dogs are welcome as well.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Well, that just sounds amazing. And then is there a deadline for registration, or can people kind of do it up until that morning before with enough time and notice?
You know, I'm sure it would be most helpful for the organizers to be as registered as soon as you can. But I would have to check back with you and give you more details on that.
Okay, but just try to plan ahead. Go to the Facebook page, go to their website, and you'll find the links to the Eventbrite website where you can register.
Absolutely. Right? And you can give us a call anytime and ask for more information, too. The number in the Lander Clinic is 332-2230, and the Riverton Clinic is 857-7074.
Perfect. And yeah, people can even just stop in and say hi, get that free consultation maybe, and then register.
Absolutely. And get started on your running plan. That's a great idea.
And then some people who might be wanting to get started on their running plan may be feeling under the weather right now. Spring's coming in. You know, a lot of times you get sick in fall and everything, but we're having some weird weather this year, that's for sure. And I know that a lot of people do wonder, is it safe to train? Is it safe to do physical therapy if you're feeling under the weather as well?
Absolutely. That's a great point. I myself am just overcoming one of those spring colds. Kind of a rule of thumb is the neck check. So if your symptoms are, you know, a sore throat, nasal congestion, sneezing, runny eyes, you're probably okay to get out and exercise. You know, with the great weather, dress appropriately, wear layers. You can add layers on, add layers off. However, if you're feeling poor enough, you're coughing, you have the body aches, fever, fatigue. Mine was a cough. It was horrible. But you should probably rest. Absolutely listen to your body, okay? You don't want to overdo it because that's just going to extend the length of not feeling well.
Exactly.
You know, if you're already training and you've been running, you might need to lower your pace, allow more walks, or just go for a walk. The other thing is to know if you're more into working out in a gym, you know, same symptoms, the stuff up above, but be cognizant of others around you. Make sure you're wiping down your equipment.
Definitely.
And that kind of stuff. So, you know, the other part of it is like, so you're just getting over your sick. You know, colds can, you know, resolve in around 7 days for some people. Mm-hmm. If you have a regular flu, it's 10 days. So like I said, you really just need to pay attention to your body and not overdo it because you don't want to extend the length of that cold any more than you have to.
Exactly. Don't overdo it. But then at the same time, too, if you feel like you can get out and get some sunshine on an easy, leisurely walk. I know there's been so many times where I don't feel that great. But like you said, I do the kind of body check and I'm like, well, I feel okay to take the dog out. And, you know, it's a short walk, but it feels amazing afterwards.
Absolutely. And I mean, it goes a long way for your mental health, too, that fresh air. You know, in my neighborhood, I have a lot of different loops.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I can do a short quarter mile loop or I can make it up to 2 miles if I'm feeling up to it, 3 miles, you know. It's nice to get to know your area.
Right. And just the most important thing is to know what your body's telling you and don't try to push it.
Absolutely. And also, you know, with our current weather, there's a lot of water out there.
Mm-hmm.
Luckily, it's just water right now, but also being aware in the early mornings, watching out for that ice.
Yeah. I don't know if you've ever seen that video of this woman running and she's jogging in the morning while it was snowing out. And she's like, oh, the snow and the ice is wonderful for your foot pad. It's really good while you run. And then they're filming her for a news report. And as she runs away, she slips and falls during the news report moments after saying that.
Yeah. So Murphy's even if you're, Law.
Exactly. It doesn't matter how physically fit you are. The weather doesn't care.
Yeah. I as much as I love running myself, I have not ventured into the snow and ice, but you know, you do what you feel comfortable with.
Exactly. Take it easy, be smart. Shay, was there anything else that you wanted to get out to the public while you're here?
You know, just you had mentioned our free consults. We love, you know, you can be a walk-in, come in and talk to us, see what's going on. If there's availability in the schedule that day, we'd love to get you in. The Lander Clinic is located at 425 Lincoln Street here in Lander. And then in Riverton, they are in their new location at 1406 West Main.
Perfect. Thank you so much for stopping by today, Shay. We really appreciate it.
Thank you. I enjoy it.
All right. We're going to go ahead and take a quick commercial break, and we come back some more coffee time.